voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW, that is Brooks and Dunn, Only in America. Good morning, Tuesday, October 28th, going on here. We've got clouds, a little bit of rain, 45 degrees. Well, if you spent any time in Breckenridge recently, you've seen the signs in a lot of yards telling you to vote yes. We're talking about school referendum going on. I have got Breckenridge School Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for being on the morning show here, Christy. Look, I know you got a lot of moving parts to this referendum, but if you could kind of shorten it up, abbreviate it, what are we talking about with this referendum, Christy?
Yeah, so we're talking about a community-built plan that right-sizes our school, consolidates buildings, reduces total square footage, and provides 21st century learning spaces for all kids. So we're looking to build an elementary wing onto our current high school, add a theater, and make some renovations within the current high school so that all of our kids will have spaces that are designed for today's learning.
Right. Now, Christy, if you could back up, this was put, or something similar was put to a vote before, and it didn't pass. What is the difference between what was proposed then and what's being proposed now?
So we had a group of 45 community members who worked over the past calendar year. I counted, and I think between all of our town halls and task force meetings, there were like 29 public meetings on this. So
Wow. It
was a really in-depth process. You know, the last referendum in 2022 was proposing a brand new pre-K-12 school to be built somewhere on the north end of town.
Mm-hmm.
The price tag was pretty high on that project, and the community did not support it. This group of community members worked very hard to come up with a reasonable plan. And you all know that your groceries don't cost less now than they did in 2022. But what we are proposing is significantly less for the dollar amount on the community. So the last referendum was approaching $100 million, and the building that we are proposing is $58 million.
Okay.
And what is also different here and really important for people to understand is that the Ag to School credit, which was at 60%, in 2022, is now up to 70%. And what that means is for a $58 million bond referendum, the state would pay about $28.4 million of that.
Okay.
To offset those ag taxes.
And Christy, it sounds like that you've done a lot of canvassing on this, and you've had a lot of input on that. Or on this referendum. Is that true? Have you had a lot of input from the public?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, it's been a lengthy process. We've been working on this since last August. And so we've had a ton of collaboration with community members. I visited lots of different groups in addition to the town halls. And we've gotten really great feedback, good questions. For people who still have questions, I would encourage you to go to our website, isd846.org. There is a wealth of information out there, and I'm always willing to sit down with anyone or have a phone call with anyone that has a really specific question or just general curiosity.
Christy, let me ask you this. If this referendum passes, is there kind of a ballpark start date or when things would get rolling on this?
Yeah. So if this would pass, we would sell bonds and go for bids over this winter here. And it would be a phased project. Anytime that you are adding on to and renovating a school that students currently attend,
mm-hmm.
It's got to be phased. And so I would anticipate that it would be a plan that would take the next 3 years to totally complete.
Okay. So that's what we're looking at as far as timeline. And again, the referendum vote is when?
The referendum vote is November 4th. Tuesday, we have one combined polling place at our high school. So come on out November 4th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and are open all day until 8 p.m. You can come to the south side of our high school and enter in door 13. And we hope for a very large turnout. Your voice matters.
Absolutely, and that's time to let your voice be heard. Well, Christy, it sounds like a great undertaking, and the best of luck with this referendum vote. And you and I will definitely be doing some follow-up on this in the not-too-distant future. But thank you so much for spending time and being on the morning show this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Breckenridge Superintendent Christy Sullivan, and do not forget Breckenridge residents, that referendum vote coming up here November 4th. It's 947 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.